Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
There's a lot of national news with major local implications and local news with major national implications. Those are my favorite kind of days. On the Jersey side of the river yesterday, just as we were getting off the air, President Donald Trump endorsed Jack Cittarelli for governor of New Jersey in the Republican primary. That's a big endorsement, obviously, to get the president's endorsement. On the Pennsylvania side, Democrats are now openly all calling on John Fetterman to resign. They are trying to get rid of John Fetterman because John Fetterman has seen the writing on the wall that he's not going to have a future in Pennsylvania politics if he were to continue down the path he was down, which is a path of becoming Bernie Sanders. Remember, he ran as Bernie Sanders. I talked about this morning on America's Newsroom on Fox News. If you tuned in, thank you. I'll be mentioning that probably 18 more times today. But Fetterman saw the writing on the wall. He realized Trump's massive surge. Pennsylvania is probably no longer a swing state. It is a red state by all accounts, where Democrats can win if they're moderate Democrats, but they have no chance of winning if they're going to be kooks. Fetterman won that primary against guys like Malcolm Kenyatta, whatever his name is, in Philadelphia, who's a radical lunatic. And that guy wanted to be the DNC co-chair along with David Hogg, and they both have been pushed out because the party doesn't want anyone going after the establishment. Now, this is coming as another book about Joe Biden's decline is out, this time by Jake Tapper, who was snarky with Laura Trump, if you remember, when Laura Trump suggested that Joe Biden had cognitive decline, and he dismissed it as a stutter and never, ever had anyone talk about things like Joe Biden's gait, for example, how he walked, which, of course, is a big part of his book. So, I mean, the fraud continues. Jake Tapper was part of the cover up. He wasn't just a journalist who missed the story. He was a journalist who helped push the cover up of Joe Biden's decline. And it's like a guy stealing your car and then trying to sell it back to you. Now he wants you to spend $30 on a book about how he was able to cover up Joe Biden's decline. And he was part of this. And he wants suckers out there to go spend $30 to buy a book about this. I mean, are you friggin' kidding me? I steal your car, I strip it for parts, and then I'm going to sell it back to you. Now, what idiot would buy that? But that's basically what Jake Tapper's trying to do. This comes to the Democrat Party now is they're all blaming Joe Biden and saying you've had David Plouffe, for example, one of Obama's advisors, coming out saying F Joe Biden. That effing guy, blah, 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 that guy, he buried Kamala Harris. You have people saying if Kamala Harris had had more time wouldn't have changed anything. She was a horrible candidate. 5 more months of a horrible candidate wasn't going to do anything to help her. It'll probably would have only hurt her. Trump would have probably won even more. The reality is the Democrat Party should have had an open primary. They should have had an open convention. They should have allowed other candidates to compete, but they didn't. They control the entire process. They always will. They're control freaks. I've said this before, and I'll say it again. Democrats would rather lose with somebody they can control than win with somebody they can't. That's the bottom line about the Democrat Party today. So as all these people blame Joe Biden, blame away. But you also have to blame the Democrat Party establishment. You have to blame the Obamas. You got to blame all the Obama bros. You got to blame the Clintons. You got to blame the superdelegates and everybody else who said no to an open primary. They always had a Kamala Harris problem. But the way to deal with a problem like that, if you have a bad vice president, is to open it up and let the voters decide. Maybe she would have won. Maybe she wouldn't have. But the Democrats didn't get that choice. So the trust with the Democrat Party is broken. It's going to take a long time to get that back. Guys like Gavin Newsom now are reversing policy positions. In 2018, when he became governor, he never talked about clearing the homeless encampments on the streets. Now he is. Now, 7 years later, Gavin Newsom's getting around to saying that homeless encampments and people sleeping on the street is probably not a good idea. That's because he's a political shapeshifter and he wants to run for president and he wants to pretend like he's a moderate. So he's playing this game now. The Democrat Party's in it's a mess. This new book comes out. It says Joe Biden's doctors thought maybe he would need a wheelchair. A wheelchair, Jake Tapper says. And there are going to be people that will put money in that man's pocket as that man helped cover up how bad Joe Biden was doing this entire time. So, you know, knock yourself out. But before I get into all that, let me just say that it's funny when you think about the politics of this particular part of the country and Pennsylvania and New Jersey and how it all matters. New Jersey has the governor's race coming up this year. The president has decided to get involved in the primary. Should he have? I don't know. I mean, you know, it's funny. I'm a big believer. I said this on Dawn's show earlier this morning when I called in. I'm a big believer in don't endorse down. You don't really get much out of it if you endorse down. There's really only bad that comes with it. There's, you know. So did he have to get involved? No, he made the choice to get involved. Kellyanne Conway was working on this super PAC, Kitchen Table Conservatives. She obviously has the president's ear. There were other people in Trump's world who had his ear, and he's endorsed Jack. That's going to be a huge momentum for him going into the primary election on June 10th. On the Democrat side, you now have the president probably choosing the Democrat nominee by ICE officials arresting Newark Mayor Ross Baraka. Has launched this guy into the stratosphere of attention. Everybody's talking about him, and everybody is saying how Ross Baraka was so brave to get arrested by ICE agents. And now you've got AOC coming out there, AOC and all these other people coming out, and they're saying, don't you dare lay a finger on us. We're members of Congress, so we can shove you, and we can push through you, and we can do anything we want. You can't, actually. Members of Congress don't have special privileges where they're able to push law enforcement officers. It doesn't work that way. You're not exalted. You're elected officials. You're not royalty. You don't get to do things that other people can't and get away with it. All right? Equal. The law is supposed to be applied equally to everybody, including you, and just because you're a member of Congress. But she's issuing these stark warnings. And it's funny, looking at Fetterman, I mean, you know, here's a guy who has figured out, he's a smart guy, went to Harvard. He had a stroke, then he had depression. And some people said, well, maybe after the stroke, his brain was able to change its thinking and he was able to. Or I said for years, maybe he had a body double, like in the movie Dave. In the movie Dave, the president has a stroke. They replace him with somebody else and he charts a totally different path. I just think the reality is Fetterman sees the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania is never going to elect statewide the kind of guy that he ran as many, many years ago. And Fetterman, in many ways, I think, is a political shapeshifter. I really do. Look, I welcome it. I'm glad he's saying the things he's saying. But let's understand the motivation for this. The motivation for this is he wants to win. He wants to be successful. He wants to stay in politics. So now Democrats are calling for him to step down, but it doesn't matter. The people that are doing that are the kind of people that, yeah, they'll show up in a primary, but there's not enough of them in Pennsylvania to really make a difference that would hurt him in a primary. even though in the primary you're going to attract people like that, people that are that hate him because he's standing with Israel and wanted the hostages returned, and hate him because he said that we should close the border and that we should work across the aisle, and he met with President Trump, and he's working with Dave McCormick on issues. They don't like that. There's not enough of them, though, to cost him a primary. But if he were to go down that road of acting like all the other Democrats, then he would never win a general election. He'd be a one-term senator. And I think it's very obvious he sees that. I mean, Dave McCormick just beat a guy, Bob Casey, who, yeah, he was hiding. Nobody ever saw the guy. I couldn't see a shadow. But Casey's whole shtick was that he was a moderate. For years, he pretended like he was. He wasn't, but that was his shtick, right? He's not his father, and he never would be, but that was his thing. And, you know, now Fetterman's adopting that. And so the Democrat base, the extremes of that base, want to get rid of him like they got rid of Joe Manchin. They got rid of Kyrsten Sinema. That's what they do, you know? It's how they do it. If you're no longer useful to them, then all the things that we once pointed out about Fetterman or Biden— now those things become real. What I mean by that is, after John Fetterman had that debate with Dr. Oz, I was on America's Newsroom. I was on with Dana Perino and Bill Hemmer, and I said, wow, that was a bad night for him. He really should think about taking care of his health and maybe not being a U.S. senator. And I said that on the show a million times. And I was called mean. There were people that said I was mean for saying that about John Fetterman. If you talked about John Fetterman's health, how dare you? It's none of your business. I kept saying, why isn't his wife saying, John, why don't you drop out of this thing and, you know, focus on your health, man. Get better. Heal. You just had a major stroke. But that was mean and none of your business. Now all the Democrats are saying that about John Fetterman. Now it's open season on him from the New York Magazine, New York Times, and on it goes, calling him out and saying he's got to go. Equate that with Joe Biden. We all said Joe Biden was in serious cognitive decline. He lost his freaking mind. His brain was pudding. We said all these things. We said he couldn't walk. He was falling up the stairs of Air Force One, the short stairs of Air Force One, falling off his bike, tripping on the stage at the Air Force Academy. He's doing all these things. We kept saying it. We were told they were cheap fakes. He's shaking hands with the invisible man. Cheap fakes. He's meeting with dead world leaders. You're lying. You're making this up. You're mean. The debate happens, and then everybody comes out in the Democrat Party and goes, wow, Joe Biden really has cognitive decline. He needs to drop out. And now all these books are being written by people who covered this up and saying Joe Biden had cognitive decline. He should have got out of the race a lot sooner. Where does that leave you and me? Or me and you, whatever the correct grammar is, I don't care. But where does it leave us? It leaves us being right again and seeing how gaslit we always are by these people. We knew Fetterman's mental health challenges and his health challenges overall when he was running against Dr. Oz. But the debate happened so late in the campaign after millions of people had already voted in early voting in Pennsylvania. At that point, a lot of people didn't see it. And it was too late. So he beat Dr. Oz in that race. But that was a long time ago. In politics, that was a million years ago. And Fetterman realizes now that the landscape has changed dramatically. He's not an idiot. He looks at how Trump did in Pennsylvania, and he sees it. And he hears from people that say, yeah, you know, the Democrat Party is the party that helped shutter our factories and get rid of jobs and the war on coal and the war on natural gas. And if it were up to your party, there'd be no fracking. You guys would have a moratorium on it, and that would kill hundreds of thousands of jobs across the Commonwealth, and then hundreds of thousands more of people that benefit off of that industry, billions of dollars in revenue for the state. So, of course, he's going to be a moderate on these issues. Of course, he's going to come to the center. It's called political survival. It's not that complicated. You don't have to think about, did his brain experience some sort of trauma? Did his brain change? It was all in it. These are what politicians do. They come out and they shapeshift when they need to. It's not this new technique. It's why most of us can't stand politicians. Because they'll be whatever they have to be to get elected. And then when the winds change, there'll be something else. But the biggest shapeshifter of all of them, though, is the California governor, Gavin Newsom. I mean, this guy he's the very walking embodiment of it. He'll be whatever he has to be. And I even said today on the show, I said, I wouldn't be surprised if he becomes a Republican. Really, I wouldn't be surprised if Gavin Newsom decides that he's going to switch parties. California's no use to him anymore. He can't run for governor. Democrats are going to win it regardless. But, I mean, looking at the numbers, looking at the state of play, he may not get through a primary considering how the party is dedicated to getting a crazy person elected. What he does have going for him, though, is the same thing that stopped Bernie Sanders and the same thing that gave the party Kamala Harris, and that is the Democrat Party are a bunch of control freaks who want to control the process, and maybe they would want him because they think he could fake his way as being a moderate and then maybe win. But beyond that, he doesn't have the base. He doesn't have the grassroots. He doesn't have those people if he's going to run as a moderate. So why is he doing that? He's doing that because you can't get elected in a general election if you're AOC. You can't get elected if you're Jasmine Crockett. You may be a star and get on Stephen Colbert's show, where she was last night, yucking it up with him, but you're not going to win a general election. So if you want to win, then you better come to the center. Problem is, you have to see through it. It's not real. It's not authentic. If Gavin Newsom thought he could win a general election by being a progressive, he'd be out there right now with the very same homeless people sleeping on the streets with them, saying you have a right to sleep on the streets. Who am I to tell you you don't? Now he's out there saying we have to clean up these homeless encampments. The guy's been governor for 8 years. You had plenty of time to do it. Why now? Now because 2028 is looming. That's why. And he can't. He can't win. He maybe could win a primary, being the guy who thinks it's social justice to let people be homeless on the streets. You're not winning a general election with that. No way. So he's now got to reverse every policy he ever had. Democrats are in a lot of trouble right now. They really are. And looking at this little coup that happened at the Democrat National Committee, which kind of sounds like inside baseball, but the way they stopped David Hogg and Malcolm Kenyatta from Philadelphia, the state senator, the way they stopped these guys is because these guys wanted to go out there and run against Democrat incumbents. They wanted to unseat people who they viewed as not progressive enough, and the party is not going to tolerate that. Okay, the party, the Democrat Party, unlike the Republican Party, is not a grassroots party. Their structure of their convention, of their committee, and how they do everything is run by superdelegates. And superdelegates are people with a lot of money and a lot of power. They're the Democrat royalty, and they're not going to put up with a challenge to the base or to the establishment or to the hierarchy. It's not going to happen. So that's where they are. If 6 more months of Kamala Harris would not have helped her, they would have spent another $1 billion and she would have lost even more. The longer Kamala Harris was in the race, the worse she would have done. If anything, you can make the argument that they should have waited maybe a month later. But legally, they would have run into some issues there if they had tried to switch Biden out and then put Kamala Harris in. Legally speaking, it would have been more complicated. But if they could have, they would have waited till October 10th to make that change. Less than a month to go before they could dig up all the past statements on her talking about things like paying for transgender surgery for prisoners. You know, that ad that ran during all those football games. So, yeah, they were never going to really. Money was not an issue. They had all the money. Time was not a factor. Another 6 months of her and she would have been destroyed even more. But listening to these frauds like Jake Tapper and these other people who are out there who were part of the cover-up, who lied to you, who gaslit you, who told you not to believe your own eyes, who cut off people that suggested that Joe Biden had cognitive decline and that Donald Trump was going to eat him alive on that debate stage. And then when the debate happened and Donald Trump ate him alive on that debate stage, and people were like, whoa, how have they been hiding this whole time? It's because you hid it this entire time. That's how. You people covered it up. It wasn't the lack of the media covering the story. It was a purposeful, deliberate cover up by the media. Let's understand that. There's a difference between not covering a story and there's a difference between covering up a story. So let me say that again. There's a difference between covering a story or not covering a story. And then there's a difference when you cover up a story. And that's what these people have done. So They get what they get. And as we say to my kids all the time, you get what you get and you don't get upset. Because they did this. They reap what they sow. They sowed this and now they've got to deal with it. And they have a president who's very popular and they don't know how to go after him and they don't know what the future holds for them. And meanwhile, he's in Saudi Arabia today talking about peace in the Middle East and bringing Saudi Arabia to the table, which if Saudi Arabia and Israel join together, the Abraham Accords, which the president was working on in his first term, you really do have a pathway for true lasting peace in the Middle East. It forces Iran to come to the table. And it's a game changer. Having a Muslim state and a Jewish state joining forces together would be huge, obviously. So you're looking at a president right now who's there trying to do this, and the Democrats now are chasing each other around, trying to figure out who they need to kill. Is it Fetterman? Is it AOC? Is it Bernie? It's really kind of fun to watch. And that is the big story of the hour, brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com, with two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Let Dr. Mike be the guy who gives you the smile you deserve. We got a lot to talk about today. It's going to be a busy one, kids, so strap in. Coming right back.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tuesday. All right. So it's Tuesday. We're getting through the week and a lot going on, obviously. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zioli. If you want to weigh into anything we're talking about today, we're also streaming live on YouTube. And one of the questions, of course, is should the president accept this plane? We'll talk more about that as the show goes on today. Also, there's a bill in Pennsylvania which would say that men, boys, biological dudes cannot compete against women in women's sports. It passed the Senate. What does Josh Shapiro do about it? Speaking about Democrats and where they want to go in the future, what does Josh Shapiro, who's got national ambition, who's looking at 2028, what does he do? Does he sign it? Does he ignore it? Does he veto it? Does he tell the Democrats in the lower house to kill it? What does he do? What does Josh Shapiro do on this? And if he were to be a leader and come out and say, as a dad, I'm going to support girls. I'm going to make sure that girls can play in sports and not have to worry about men playing against them. It would help him in a big way in a general election. But the question is, could he get through a Democrat primary doing that? Could he get through a Democrat primary by doing that? And the answer to that is probably not. Here is Senator Chris Murphy, who's an idiot. He's one of the dumbest senators in the entire country. No, he really is. I mean, this guy is not very bright. He's from Connecticut. And this is the worst answer I've ever heard. Let's cue up cut 16 here, Justin. This is one of the, honestly, I mean, in all the years I've been doing this, whether it's as a broadcaster, a political strategist, as a coach to candidates running for office, as a media trainer, public speaking trainer, this may be one of the worst answers I've ever heard. The worst answer I've ever heard was when Kamala Harris was asked on The View if there's anything she'd change. She's like, nah, nothing comes to mind. Nah, it was great. But this answer, this is one of the worst. I mean, top 10 Hall of Fame, so bad. So this guy, Chris Murphy, is on a podcast with New York Times opinion columnist Ross Dothout, whatever his name is. Anyway, he's on this podcast because everybody has a podcast nowadays. And we asked him about biological dudes playing in women's sports. Not that complicated. Simple answer, yes or no. Listen to this weaselly way he tries to get out of this. Cut 16.
Don't have any fear of transgender athletes participating in sports, but
well, no, well, wait, just so you don't have any fear of it. Do you think if you had a daughter competing against a biological male, would you find it unfair?
I don't have girls, right? So I necessarily can't, right? I can't well, put why, myself let's in, put, in
have,
opposition.
Have some empathy, right, for sure. Those of us who do,
right?
So. Would you find it unfair?
I mean, I've talked to lots of parents of girls in Connecticut who do not think it's unfair, and who think that the benefit that those athletes get from being part of a team is important, and they don't mind or feel threatened by the competition. I think everybody can come to their own conclusion, but
But your conclusion is the current is the official line of liberalism right now. It's yeah, just my, you're saying you don't.
My conclusion is that I would support those athletes being able to participate in my community, right? In my community, but I would not substitute my judgment and my community's judgment for another community's judgment.
What are you saying? You're a United States senator. What? So, okay. First of all, I don't have a daughter, so I can't. I don't know what that be like. I have no idea. You see how uncomfortable he is? Let me tell you why he's uncomfortable. Because normal people don't think it's okay for biological males to compete against girls. They don't. However, there are people in the Democrat base who do, and that's the problem. All of these Democrats are terrified of facing primaries, and they're all running campaigns as if it's one giant primary, and there's no general election they ever have to face. So, yeah, they dodge and they hem and haw and they do all this to this weaselly. And it's not even English. I don't have a daughter, so I can't answer. OK, but you know what a daughter is, right? You're familiar with what a daughter is. You're familiar with what a girl is, a little girl. Are you going to claim you're a biologist and you don't know what that is? Are you going to pull that card out or what? So, you know what one is, right? You know that people have them. You know that there are people out there that have daughters. You're familiar with that concept, right, Senator? Well, I don't have a daughter, so I really have no idea what you're talking about. Okay, but do you know anyone who does? Have you ever met anyone who has a daughter? Maybe a friend, maybe a relative, maybe a colleague. So you're familiar with the concept of a daughter, right? Do you think those daughters of those people, maybe you've never spoken to one yourself. Maybe you've never met an actual daughter in your life. That's possible. I guess it's entirely possible. But assuming that you have at one point or another, do you think those daughters should have to play against a guy? That's the question. See, I would have loved to have interviewed him. I would have loved to have been like, but you understand what a daughter is, right? So, for example, like your wife. is a daughter. She was born to parents, which makes her a daughter. You married one. You married a daughter. You don't have one, but you married one. So, like, you know, you were born from a mother who was a daughter to somebody somewhere. So, like, you know many daughters. You may not have one yourself, but you know some. I'm just saying, you know some daughters. It's all I'm saying, all right? Because, you know, a dumb answer that is, right? Well, here's a daughter. Her name is Lily Williams, a former track athlete from Hempfield High School, who knows firsthand the dangers of allowing bio men, dudes, to compete against girls. And this is what she said today. This is from her Instagram, or from the PA Family Council's Instagram, I should say. Cut 15.
For female athletes, locker rooms are more than just a place to change. It is a place of privacy, security, and intimacy. Having a male present compromises those feelings and crosses personal boundaries that all females have a right to. A previous safe place for a woman is now a place full of distress and anxiety.
Now, Deplorable1520 on Twitter says, it's funny that Chris Murphy would say it's community because they nationalize the argument and force progressive cultural values on everyone by fiddling with Title IX. That's exactly right. So you see, the other reason why Senator Chris Murphy doesn't get to dodge behind this, well, my community thing, is that the previous administration was rewriting Title IX, an act passed by Congress, and they were doing it via the executive branch, not through Congress, to rewrite Title IX to say that biological men can compete against women in sports, and they can stay in the locker rooms, and they can stay in dorms, and they can have overnight sleepovers and do all the things. And had it not been for the fact that President Trump won, it was stopped by a federal judge, but that doesn't mean it wouldn't have been overturned by a federal judge, another one. And the Biden administration was hell-bent on making that happen. If Kamala Harris had won, they would be fighting that fight. They would never dare bring it to Congress because it would never pass there. But that's why this whole, your party tried to nationalize this. For every college and every high school in America that takes federal funds that would fall under Title IX, you guys nationalized this. You brought the fight. We didn't. We were happy to stay out of it and deal with it on a local school district level. Then you also did other things, too, like keep parents out of it, calling parents terrorists, threatening to call the FBI on them. And you also passed things where parents were not allowed to inform or be informed if their kid comes to school and identifies as a different gender. Gavin Newsom, don't forget, he signed that bill in California. His royal ruggedness, King Philip the Unaccountable in New Jersey. He pushed the State Department of Education to adopt that guidance. It's not law. It's not a rule. But it's guidance that says you should not tell parents if Johnny comes to school and says he's Susie. All of this is playing out when you've got guys like Charles Barkley coming out there and saying, of course guys should not play women's sports. What are you kidding? You have people like him coming out and saying this because it's common sense. James Carville has come out with a long list of words that Democrats must ditch. A whole lot of words here. The problem for James Carville is they're going to say to him, okay, boomer, shut up and move on. They have no interest in giving up these words. Words that I don't even know, like intersectionality. I don't even know what the hell that means. I don't. I have no idea. But he's not wrong when he says they should give up these words. He's not wrong, but the problem is they don't want to listen to him. So here's Carville, cut 13.
Don't use the word equity. Use equality to your heart, little heart's desire. People basically don't know what it means. And if they do know what it means, it looks like you tried to force an outcome. This is another really stupid word. Oligarch. Who knows what an oligarch is? Right? As opposed to a very acceptable word I've talked about before is fat cats. Everybody knows what a fat cat is. Everybody talks about what a fat cat is. I wouldn't use the word community. I don't have nothing wrong with the word community, nothing wrong with being in a community. But it's just such a democratic word. And really, the community we all live in is the community of humankind. and it's not a terrible word. I wouldn't even use the LBGQT plus or whatever it is. I just call people gay, a lesbian, or trans, or I don't know. There's nothing. It's just the way you are. But you don't need to come up with other words for things. Just use the word that is most commonly used among people as they talk to each other. I had a friend from high school. He's gay. She's a lesbian. Fine. Okay. No, who cares? If you say, well, it's our BGTQ club, but I don't know what you're talking about. And you're trying to signal that there's something wrong with the term, or you're just trying to show people how smart you are. So don't use words like that. Don't use words like intersectionality. God, I was listening to during the pandemic. I was listening to NPR and they had this panel discussion like they're doing. They talk about intersectionality. I literally thought they would kind of go overboard in ecstasy on the radio. Okay, it's a real thing. No one uses the term intersectionality except for NPR.
Oligarchy, which is the actual word. It's not oligarchy. It's oligarchy, just, for the record. And intersectionality, he's not wrong. I mean, people don't walk around with letters on and rainbow flags, and like people don't walk around with L's on their heads and B's on their heads. And, but to a lot of Democrats in the base, it's all about identity politics. It's entirely about identity politics. It's all of that. That's what it is. Which letter of the alphabet are you? Are you in the plus IA? I don't even know what that is. Or are you in every other letter of the alphabet? Because it's LGBTQ plus IA, every letter of the alphabet. I mean, it's stupid to talk this way. But I also want you to be aware of something. He says, don't use the word equity, use equality. So they're two very different words. But when Democrats say equality, you have to double check. Do they really mean equity? Equity of outcomes, which is socialism, which is Marxism, which is that no matter what you put in, you all get the same. Everybody gets the same. Equality means equality of outcome. So you have this—you have the same chance at the same outcome. Everybody's given a chance to give an outcome based on what they put into it. But equity is different. Okay, equity means you all get the same. That's the difference. You got to be careful when these people play word games, because for a lot of these people, their word games are incredibly deliberate. All right? Incredibly deliberate. All right. We got a lot to talk about on the show today. Let me tell you about Emmons Roofing and Siding. Oh, I got audio for you from the president from Saudi Arabia. You're going to want to hear this. Peace is on the horizon. Saudi Arabia. There's a lot to say there, and we could have a lasting peace in the Middle East, no question about it. This is a big day, and it makes me very, very happy. That said, I do not think we should take this plane for a variety of reasons. I think it will come back to haunt the president. It will be a regret. It's not worth it. It's just not worth taking the plane. It's just not worth it. And I'll get into that too as the show goes on. But let me tell you about Emmons Roofing and Siding. Emmons is your go-to contractor. They're offering each and every one of my listeners 10% off. 10% off inflation relief discount. There's no other company to choose. Comes to things like Anderson Window Replacement, doors, siding, a new roof. Emmons will never tell you that you need a new roof if you don't. But if you do, you're going to have the Owens Corning shingle, the best in the business, with a lifetime warranty on that roof. And when the work is done, you're going to be happy. You're also going to be on budget, and the work's going to be done on time. They clean up when they're done, all the things. They serve Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. And Matt and Stephanie they know how much you matter to me, and they're going to make sure they do right by you. And 10% off inflation relief discount for each and every one of my listeners. Just go to emmonsroofing.com, E-M-M-O-N-S, emmonsroofing.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
One thing I think is very, very clear with the World Day crazy days. Every day is crazy, but the best part of watching, you know, the president overseas right now in Saudi Arabia and seeing how the media keeps writing stories about how the president and the Trump family and they're doing business in Saudi Arabia, and then Saudi Arabia turns around and says, here's $600 billion to invest in the United States of America. And then let's do the Abraham Accords so that we can have a lasting peace in the Middle East where Saudi Arabia and Israel would partner, which would be unprecedented, which is what they were doing in the Abraham Accords up until the election and of 2020. And then it all went away, obviously, which is why the president says that if he were president, Hamas never would have attacked Israel on October 7th. And that may be the case because of the Abraham Accords. That may not have happened. That's why he says that, you know, many, many times. But I don't think he should take the plane. You know, Qatar is offering this big, fancy jet. I just think it's going to be more headaches than it's worth. I really do. I don't think it's worth it. You know, there's questions around the emoluments clause of the president accepting a gift. He says it won't be a gift and he's not even going to use it. And he's going to go to his library. And I just, you know what? And, you know, there's, you don't want to offend them. So you got to take it. But then, you know, it's a headache you don't need. You know what I mean? It's a headache you don't need. I understand Air Force One's old. I get it. And yeah, Boeing is slacking on delivering the new one. But if you take the plane and the Democrats get control, you know they're going to impeach you for it. You know they're going to impeach you by violating the emoluments clause. And you just don't, you don't need that. You don't need that headache. Everything is going fine. You know what I mean? You just don't need to give them the ammunition. So there are real questions about whether or not this country is really a friend, really an ally. You know, and you're going to have people questioning this who you don't want them out there questioning taking a plane from this country. And I mean, like people like Charlemagne the God, for example, he's just going to go on about this. And he did on his radio show. And then you're going to have a lot of black listeners listening to this who voted for Trump. And they're going to hear what he has to say. And they're going to think, well, that doesn't sound right to me. And the guy has a lot of influence with people. I just think it's a bad idea. I really do. It's one of those things where I say nothing good comes from this. Like nothing. I get it's a plane and I get it's $400 million. I get it. But it's like the old saying, you know, avoiding political headaches sometimes is priceless. And there's going to be enough political headaches without taking the plane. You don't take the plane. It reminds me of that Seinfeld episode where it's like, you know, take the pen. Take the pen. You know, Uncle Leo. Jerry doesn't want the pen, but he has to take the pen. Here's Charlamagne the God signing off on this. This is why I think it's a bad idea, among other reasons. Cut 25.
Yeah, and that's why we can't ask answers. Like, we ask answers, right? We'll be like, well, is the jet illegal? And what Envy did is what most people would do in that situation, because they'd be like, well, is it illegal? Because we're not telling people point blank, yes, it is.
Well, like, the reason I'm asking is because, you know, and this is going to be bad, but he does stuff so blatant, I'm like, there's no way it could possibly be
illegal.
Yes,
and then the media...
If you're saying, I'm going to take a $400 million jet...
Yes.
Yeah. Exactly. But that's essentially what it is that he's doing things. And then it's like, OK, well, he's finding holes here and holes there. And then he's going to take
it. No, there's no holes. There's no holes. This is just blatantly illegal. This is blatant corruption.
What happens when a federal judge blocks this? You know what I mean? Like, it just I don't see it.
The U.S. Constitution prohibits government officials from accepting gifts from any king, prince, or foreign state. But we're in a post-constitutional country. So I guess that document means nothing to this administration. So who cares? But think about this. Outside of it just being widely illegal, these guys fund terrorist organizations. How do we know they can't just make this plane fall out the sky? And I know the Secret Service is going to do a sweep of the plane, but it's probably loaded with listening devices and tracking devices. They're going to have so much intel on our country.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Nah, you ain't.
Beware the noble gesture.
Mm-hmm. No, it's a Trojan horse. Oh, no. All right, y'all, switching gears. Baseline Terry.
You don't want that. You just don't want that. I mean, you don't want to hear that. You don't need that. You know, if Democrats win the House, I don't think they will, but you never know. Politics is a funny business, and they got a razor thin majority now. Then they impeach. You know what I mean? Over a plane. Like, it's stupid. It's just not worth the headache. It's not worth the headache. You have to realize that if there's even a question around whether or not it's legal, if it doesn't pass the test of, like, well, and now people start asking questions about the country and their background and their human rights and everything else. It's not worth it for a plane. You know what I mean? It's not. It's just not. So, you know, I mean, I'm thinking about what's best for the president, and he's going to have enough political battles going forward that he doesn't need this political battle. And, you know, there are some, again, we don't know what the future holds. We never do. So you can't just say, well, you know, and yeah, there are questions around the Emoluments Clause, no doubt about it. I don't really think you can ignore that aspect of this. And I know that certainly Democrats will discover the Constitution again if they're in power. Like, they don't discover, they have no idea what the hell it is now. You know what I mean? But if they get the majority, then they'll read about it. They never heard about the Emoluments Clause up until right this moment when somebody figured it out and said something about it. And then suddenly now they're all in. Before that, they didn't care. But now they do. So, yeah, they'll, you know. And listen, it's not like presidents haven't accepted gifts before. They always bring stuff when they come to the White House, and there's a process for it by which it goes into the archives and it goes to the museum or it's on display. And it's, you know, there is a process for dealing with that. Don't think that it's never happened. It happens all the time. Foreign leaders come bearing gifts. You don't show up to somebody's house without something. I mean, I'm Italian. This is a big thing for me. People invite you over at the very least, in my opinion. You ask them what you can bring. If they tell you nothing, you show up with a bottle of wine. If you're having dinner at somebody's house, that's just me. I'm old school like that. I have a hard time going to somebody's house without something in my hands. So if I call my friends, I'm like, oh, thanks for the invite for dinner. What are you serving? What can I bring? And they're like, nope, we got it all covered. Okay, well, what are you serving so I know what kind of wine to bring? No, we got plenty of wine. Yeah. I'm still bringing a bottle, so make my life easier for you. Make my life easy, all right? It's the same thing. These foreign heads of state come bearing gifts all the time. But there's a value at a threshold, and it's not a gigantic plane. And then they put it into the White House or the Smithsonian or the archives, or it goes to the presidential library or something like that. But it's not a $400 million luxury jumbo jet, which just screams, impeach me on it. So avoid the headache and just say no to the plane. All right? Good. Now, in the 4 o'clock hour, let's get into this bill in Pennsylvania that has to deal with protecting women in sports, because it's a very, very important topic. And we're going to talk to our friends at the PA Family Policy Council about it. So a big 4 o'clock hour straight ahead. And by the way, weigh in and tell me what you think. Should the president accept the plane or not? Justin is standing by to screen your calls. 855-839-1210. 855-839-1210. We're coming right back.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.